It remains to be seen if Surrey Council members will vote on whether to give themselves a pay increase this year. Mayor Brenda Locke on January 27 asked city staff to produce a report about it to council within the first quarter of 2025 after distancing herself from one that came before council on December 16, its last meeting before Christmas, that recommended the politicians vote themselves an 8% pay hike to take effect on New Year's Day. I don't think that there was ever a corporate report that came back, and I guess what I would just say is I'm just hoping that it sort of died a natural death, Councillor Linda Annies told the Now leader on Monday. I don't think as councillors or as the mayor we should be voting ourselves a pay increase, particularly an 8% pay increase. You know, we knew what we were getting when we signed up, got elected for the job, and I think we should continue to receive that compensation. I think it's just disappeared, Annies said. Locke could not be reached for comment. The mayor noted on January 27 that she wasn't at that DEC 16 meeting because she was representing Surrey in Ottawa that day. Councillor Harry Baines chaired the December meeting in her stead and asked that the report be removed from the agenda until January 13, reasoning that all council members should be present when voting on pay increases for themselves. Surrey First Councillors Linda Annies and Mike Bowes issued a press release earlier that day saying they'd vote against the increase, maintaining it would be wrong to vote themselves pay raises when taxpayers are struggling. But the January 13 meeting came and went with no mention about it. A majority vote in the affirmative would have given council pay increases retroactive to January 1, 2025, with Locke's salary increasing by $13,749 to $184,899 from $171,150, and the 8 city councillors' salaries increase by $7,011 to $94,298 from $87,287. At the January 27 meeting, Locke provided city staff with further direction before it was to bring a follow-up corporate report before council sometime in the first quarter of 2025. She said the policy and its methodology were set under a previous council in 2017 when the economy looked quite different from what it does today. She asked city staff on January 27 to review the policy in its entirety, instructing that this review should consider not only the formula for remuneration increases but also how and when those increases are implemented. It should also look at comparative data from other municipalities within the region to ensure Surrey's compensation neither lags significantly behind nor leaps ahead of the market. City Manager Rob Constanzo told Locke this would absolutely be done and staff will report back in open council. Under the policy, the mayor noted, city staff and an external consultant collected data from comparable cities to ensure our compensation is in line with similar municipalities, with the findings and recommendations then being forwarded to council. This rigorous, arm's-length process aims to ensure that council pay is not set arbitrarily but rather based on objective market conditions. It is therefore unfortunate that this routine review mandated by our own city policy was prematurely politicized in the media by a few council members at this table, she said. I want to reassure the community that council pay is determined by a formal process set out in policy, it is not decided on a whim or out of self-interest, Locke said at the time. I remain committed to ensuring transparency and openness on this matter. I also acknowledge the growing concern around affordability, something we all hear about daily from our residents. Given the policy was adopted in a very different economic environment, Locke said on January 27, it may be appropriate to review not just the final numbers but also the policy itself to ensure it reflects today's fiscal realities and aligns with public expectations. The corporate report that was removed from the agenda, authored by Costanzo and General Manager of Corporate Services Joey Brar, indicated the recommended pay increases reflect current market conditions. A market review looked at the council indemnity structure of 12 similar-sized civic governments in Ontario and Western Canada, including Brampton, Burnaby, Calgary, Coquitlam, Edmonton, Mississauga, Ottawa, Toronto, Richmond, Vancouver, Victoria, and Winnipeg. Mississauga and Toronto declined to participate in the compensation survey, the corporate report stated. As such, the data from those cities was sourced from reliable publicly available information. Such reviews take place every 4 years. The last go-around, in 2021, saw the mayor's salary increase to $156,800 from $150,576, current indemnity being $171,150, and the councillors' salaries increased to $78,139 from $76,795, currently $87,287.